The gospel speaks of Jesus as teaching with power and authority today. And it reminds me of one of my favorite teachers from my graduate school at seminary. He would just get so into what he was teaching. He'd get so fired up, not in an angry way, but just in an enthusiastic way. That his voice would get louder. He'd start hitting the whiteboard and things as he was teaching. So you could always tell when he was in the class next door. Sometimes he'd be sitting in a class and be a little boring, and you'd hear him going in the room next door and think, wish I was in that class. But as we think about some of those teachers that we've had that have really shown that fire, we can imagine something of what they encountered when they heard Christ teaching. They say, who is this? This isn't a new teaching. There's something distinct and different here in the way that he explains and understands the world. We think this week in a special way about teaching, as this is Catholic Schools Week. We have many different ways, apostolates, ministries, outreach, that we seek to pass on and share the faith. But one of the special ones that we have is the reality of Catholic schools. And of course, we have one here at our parish. It's one of my great joys to be involved, to continue to be involved in this work, to see just some of the outstanding fruits that can come from it. That we seek to understand and educate the whole person, to seek and, of course, quality education and all the basic ways to help prepare for the best future, to develop the gifts, to do so again, though, in this mindset of that sense, that these are gifts given to us by God for a purpose, that we're able to speak about a purpose to life. We're able to speak about what is that mission that we've been given, what is that goal, what is that kingdom that we're building. That we aren't handicapped in the way of having to try and maintain sort of an abstract secular mindset that doesn't actually see any kind of essential purpose or isn't able to get to that level, that is kind of kept back from really looking at that deep vocational purpose. That we have an opportunity to seek to understand and grow in knowledge of virtue, that freedom, that so often can cripple, somebody who can be well-educated and successful in many ways. But because of that lack of interior freedom, that lack of virtue can be crippled in their ability to put that into practice. That we have a chance to work and to form that moral life in a way that, again, isn't capable as much in other situations. Then I think we also are able to come into contact with that power of Christ, something that transcends just knowledge, more than just seeking to understand things. We also seek to grow in grace, to grow in that participation in the life of God that can give us a power to do great things, the things we see in the heroic lives of the saints, to be called to something at that level. That we know that this, of course, isn't automatic. We know that faith, that holiness, these things are always offered to us as free gifts. We see in our other two readings, the first reading talking about Moses with the Israelites, that great witness to the way that we as human beings so often turn back or doubt or have this conflictual relationship with that calling that God gives us. The second reading, St. Paul, the advice that he gives, speaking again, that thing that we are aware of now, that pressure to be conformed to the world, to be conformed to popular ways of thinking, to be conformed to what's happening now versus what's the truth, that the eternal truth about ourselves in human relationships. That likewise with the Catholic faith, we can only invite, we can't impel, that we know that there's always that aspect of freedom. But the time, the environment, the community that we're able to form in a Catholic school can become a powerful way, a powerful support to make that choice, to step boldly into that new life. Again, this is a great joy, a great ministry. To ask for your prayers, your support for this in any way that you're able, to discern if you or someone you know might have someone who has a child that's in that range to be able to go to Catholic school, that would pray and discern this option, this ministry that we have, that Christ teaches with this power and authority, that we hope, we try, we work to the best of our ability to allow that same power, that same teaching to be manifest in our school today.